You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tam.
Well, we're a little bit past the mid-year, and you and I always do a life plan every year, and it's about time to pull that stuff out and make sure we're on track.
It is, because I think, you know, there's always the best laid plans of mice and men every year we do our life plan, and no matter what you plan out, things never go exactly as planned.
Something always changes.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be able to call an audible, you mm-hmm. know, using the football term of, you know, changing the play at the line of scrimmage sometimes, because you get curveballs that come up. Somebody mm-hmm. dies. Company goes out of business. You know, there's a medical problem. All kinds of things happen that can throw things sideways. But it doesn't mean to give up on what your goals are.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we have a good friend, Bill Baer. We'll credit him for giving us some of this information, because he came in and just talked to you recently and reminded you about this.
Yeah, Bill's a great mm-hmm. business consultant, and you know, he put out a blog post called The Mid-Year Checkup, and mm-hmm. we'll actually use that as a basis to go through, because when you're halfway through the year and you want to make sure you finish the year strong, now is the time you really have to just slow down and take a few minutes out, that if you're totally happy with how the first half of the year went, then don't do any of this.
Okay? It's always good to re-look at everything. Make sure you're on track, though. I will say that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think you always have to be measuring where you are. Mm-hmm. How do you set goals if there's no measurement to it? Mm-hmm. Because then it's just some kind of vagueness that's out there.
Right.
So let's talk about, what do we do? What is it we look at in this mid-year checkup?
Right. Well, you take a look at what's been good the last 6 months. And for you, Doug, what are some things that you might want to share?
Yeah, so I mean, I think that when you talk about what was good the last 6 months, I think that, you know, we call it the positive focus. And every sales meeting that I have, I always start out the sales meeting with a positive focus. And it's to focus on what you did accomplish rather than what you didn't accomplish. I think mm-hmm. that's the best place to start. So mm-hmm. for this year, you know, what am I excited about? Well, I'm excited that we had a fantastic family vacation to Mexico, brought the kids with us, mm-hmm. and that we were in a financial position to be able to do that because of prior planning that allowed us to.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Tammy?
Well, I mean, I think that's always good. And then, of course, helping you out a little more this year. Each year we change that up a little bit. So, that's all good. You know, it all leads us to our goals and our life plan. So,
yeah. So then the next question to ask yourself, because, you know, we just asked what was good about the last 6 months. Next is, what did you accomplish? And that's similar. Okay, mm-hmm. but what did you accomplish specifically? So maybe you're looking at financial or getting some things off your to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes just getting a major project out of the way can really create a clearing in your headspace.
Well, in our life plan, there's always cutting back. So, you know, what can we do differently to save money? And so, like, paying attention to what things did change your budget in a good way, what things were added in a bad way, and then figuring out those things and how you got to where you are right in this moment so that you can then adjust your goals.
Yeah, and I think that these tactics that we're talking about, It applies to personal finance for sure,
mm-hmm.
but it also applies to every other area of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So next question to ask yourself is, what did you learn that can help you the rest of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Tim, you and I are all about the lessons. We're always talking about the lessons. What breakthroughs have we had? And frequently we learn lessons, then we forget the lessons. We have to learn it again, unfortunately. So really thinking about, what did you learn that can help you the rest of the year?
Yeah, and how can you expand those things that are coming up, the things that you want to try to do differently? Maybe it is cutting more finances or, you know, expenses out of your budget. Maybe you still want to go on a family vacation, and can you meet that goal? Maybe there's some things that you need to sell, some things you need to change in your life again, and that's where, you know, where you start reevaluating everything. And I think that's the cool part, is that that's what you get to do right now.
All right. So here's one other question you can ask is, what actions have you taken that have not yet shown results, but if you keep working in that direction, they will?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you have to be doing the right activities for a period of time before it actually starts to show up.
Right, right. My girlfriend and I were just talking about this, and she wants to contribute more to her 401k. And, you know, that's a slow grow. That's not an immediate thing that you're going to see. You know, she started in March or April, and she wanted to be at a different space where she is, but it just, that takes time. You're building wealth. That's a good thing.
So here's another area that it's actually not on our list, but I want to add to this is, what do you need to do the second half of the year to protect your confidence? Okay, so let me say that again. What do you need to do the second half of the year to protect your confidence? Knowing that everything we do in life, we do so much better when we work from a place of confidence. And when you really start to identify what are the things in your life that reinforce your confidence and what are the things that tear your confidence down, and really start to identify what is it that tears your confidence down and how do you eliminate those things from your life?
That could be a tough one for some.
It could be a tough one, but I think that is a really important area to dig into.
Well, and I'll bring up my friend again, and hers was getting a promotion. She got she got a better paying job, and that job just shot her up in meeting her financial goals that she wanted to meet for her personal goals. So it was, and in result, helped her family goals. So those are the things like those. That's a confidence booster right there. That makes you feel really good.
Yeah. And a lot of goal setting is about change.
Mm-hmm.
And you're setting goals so that you can elicit change in your life, because rarely are we at 100% capacity of what we're able to produce, or rarely do we look at our life and go, I am already all I can ever be.
Mm-hmm.
Like usually we feel like there's something more out there for us. And that, I think that hunger, that striving that drives us forward is a healthy thing.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. I do too. So what are some other things that you kind of picked up on from Bill?
Okay. So one of the things we have to look at is some possible actions. Okay. So reassessing your priorities and modifying your goals to be a better guide to what you want to accomplish the rest of the year is really what we're looking to do. So take note of your progress and then the fine-tuning your approach so that you're successful the rest of the year. So when I look at this, okay, I want to look at what have I done right and what have I really screwed up in? Okay, when life changes about habits, and what habits am I doing that aren't healthy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, am I binge-watching too much TV? Okay, and so let me give you an example, Tammy, of a healthy habit for me is slowing down and taking time to plan. And I have it mapped out where I have a Monday morning planning session where I plan my week out. If ideally, once per quarter, I should take a full day outside of the office to review all my goals, review all my projects, get them all updated, and make sure I'm refocused for the next quarter. And once per month, about a half day is a good amount of time to be able to get reorganized and get refocused for for that month and reevaluate. Look what you did the previous month, and set your goals for where you want to go this month. So to me, what healthy habits do you need? It may be working out. It may be your diet. It may be spending less on fast food. So bringing your lunch to work may be one of the things you want to focus on to cut down your budget. How about you, Tammy? What are some things you could think of that either were healthy habits or habits that you wanted to change?
Well, I wanted to do more exercising, and what I had to overcome a little bit is that I had it looking a particular way. Like I may have written down 4 or 5 days a week that I was going to exercise, and then not beat myself up when it's only been 2 or 3. And that exercise can look, it can be hiking. And I don't, it's funny because in my head, I don't really even look at hiking as exercise, but it really is. And I just love doing it, and that makes it easy. So it didn't have to look like going to the gym and doing 100 sit-ups. But so that was my big thing. My my takeaway is celebrating, learning to celebrate my accomplishments, big or small, and being willing to look at them differently. Like maybe something I wrote out in my life plan was very specific, but then realizing that it can look different than that. So
yeah, so here's an example where something I changed how something looked for myself too. I used to work out, I remember there was a point in my life I was working out about once per week, and it'd be at least an hour-long workout. And I remember talking to Matt Brown, who's been on the show before. He's mm-hmm. a personal trainer that owns the gym Sweat down in Clayton. He's like, listen, Doug, he said, instead of doing, if you're basically working out once a week, we're going to call that 50 workouts a year that are an hour long. He said it'd be a lot healthier to do 300 15-minute workouts. Okay, and because my reason that I was only doing it once a week is that I don't have an hour every single day. He said, you don't have an hour, but you do have 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And he started taking away my excuses that mm-hmm. The amount of time it would take me to get out of bed and put on my shoes and start to prepare. Okay. He said, roll out of bed in your underwear, go downstairs in your home gym, and you're going to use 10-pound dumbbells or 15-pound dumbbells. And he wrote out these 15-minute workouts. And it was a great example of how things don't have to look a particular way. Mm-hmm. You know, make it fit your life.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So that's my big thing this year so far.
All right. Well, in the three main areas you want to focus on when you do this, personal goals, mm-hmm. family goals, and professional or business goals.
Right.
So those are, and I think that your personal goals can encompass your personal finance goals as part of that. Mm-hmm. So when you start to outline goals in each of those areas, really figure out, like with your family, okay, is your family time looked the way you want it to look? Maybe you need to get down on the floor and play with your kids more or your grandkids. So that's the basis for this. If you want to see this mid-year checkup, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. Download the mid-year checkup. We're actually going to make sure it's in there as a PDF download in the resource section. And we're also going to have a blog post called Mid-Year Checkup, where you'll be able to read about this. So we'll be excited to get your feedback. If you have some areas where you have some things we should probably talk about on the air, let us know. Send us a contact form at smartwithyourmoney.com. And I'd definitely be interested to hear what kind of feedback you guys have about this. So coming up, we're going to be talking about how much is enough. And we're going to be covering the financial law of diminishing returns. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.